Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Love Notes. I'm listening in the direction of yearning this morning, and I wanted to talk to you some about that. In order to plant your garden, you have to know about yearning. You have to track it and hold it. Attend to it. Give it what it needs to grow. What do you yearn for? There is a magical quality to your being alive. You have a purpose here. Life wants to use you to fly its dream. What is life calling you to be? And how do you discover it? Sitting by this window and listening to the birds, if I listen closely to my heart, if I scan my body and listen to the part that wants, and I ask her, what are the words? What are the words to your wanting? I will discover yearning. I sat with a client this week and she said, Nick, can I give myself to what I love even if it doesn't make anything beautiful? Even if it doesn't create anything the ego values? And we both saw that the arrival is in the being itself. It's not in the product. The arrival is in the experience of being alive. If you give yourself to what you yearn for, you will be allowing life to live you. And that is the arrival. That moment is the arrival. Unfolding into the next. This is like being a bird. Just being. Not efforting towards some arrival that is based on the mind's idea of good. You're already good. You have already arrived. You don't have to produce something to become valuable. You already have all the value you will ever have. Whether it is recognized or not, it is there. to have a blooming garden, to have a life that feels alive, we must have the courage to give ourselves to what we yearn for, not because we know we will fly. According to the ego's definition of flying, but because it feels so good. What do you yearn for? Listen to the one who has no words. Listen to your heart beating. Notice the moments when you feel alive. What are you doing or not doing? Give yourself to how life wants to use you. Fall away from how you want to use life. Although the ego comes with so many banners, it never takes us home. All of my degrees, all of the stars behind my name, never took me home. They did not create a life alive, on fire, in bloom. Just boxes, checked. I wish I could sit with each of you and listen. Listen deeply to what you are discovering about what you yearn for. I wish I could see how you turn as you give in to what wants you most. Until the next time.